Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, according to this word that we are reading this morning, Lord, that you've let us discover the treasure in the world, Lord, the treasure in life, the treasure in the universe. And that's Christ Jesus, the reality of your love for us. And we thank you, Father God, that in discovering that, Father God, I thank you we have all sufficiency, nothing short, nothing lacking, because you have moved heaven and earth, Lord, to bring about the goodness of your kingdom and everything in your kingdom for us, your children. So we love and appreciate that, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that you the one that has called us, you the one that has stirred us up, and you the one that keeps us flowing with you, excited, Lord, on fire. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 13 from verse 44 to 46. Heaven's kingdom realm can be illustrated like this. A person discovered that there was hidden treasure in a field. Upon finding it, he hid it again. Because of uncovering such treasure, he was overjoyed and sold all that he possessed to buy the entire field, just so he could have the treasure. And heaven's kingdom realm is also like a jewel merchant in search of rare pearls. When he discovered one very precious and exquisite pearl, he immediately gave up all he had in exchange for it.
Hallelujah. You know, we're thinking about this in the light of God, the Father, God the Father had in mind children, and children can be treasures, and children are treasures. But what happened, we know what happened, and that deception came in, transgression came in, the enemy came in. But praise God, God went all the way in sending his son, sending the love of his life to come and buy us back. So, and praise God, he brought us back so that we can now come and again be the treasured children in the treasured household of God, the kingdom of God. And that's one aspect I'm just thinking about now. And now I'm thinking about this other aspect here in the parable, the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a jeweler searching for jewels. He finds one precious, beautiful jewel, and he gives up everything so that he can get this jewel. And they are just thinking of Jesus in his coming, in his willingness to give us himself up for us. And I see in some certain instances, you see how his heart is stirred to pay the ultimate price that he had to pay to go to the depth of hell to set us free, and then fill the heavens to now bring us freedom in this new and this better covenant. And that's what I'm talking about is the time when you had, what was her name?
Mary
come. And she uses this expensive perfume, and she anoints Jesus' head, his head and his feet. And then people are upset about that. The disciples are upset about that. Judas Iscariot was the one that started that thinking. So you can see where it comes from. And then Jesus points out in that day, she has prepared his body for burial by anointing her head with that expensive perfume, anointing his head with expense. So what is that saying to me? I perceive what it's saying. This, if this lady, you know, in the degradation of the fall, in the being short of the glory, could lavish such love upon him, it motivated him to go and pay the price for this lady and all ladies and everyone to, yeah, so it motivated him to go to heaven. That's what I perceive and that's what I see in there. So it was the act that prepared him to pay the ultimate so that we can be saved. And then also I see with his precious disciples that he called out. And remember, it's disciples that have truly taken hold of the treasures of the kingdom of God because they stay in tune with Jesus. And so with the story about them in Gethsemane, you see they couldn't stay awake. They couldn't watch and pray. Their spirit was willing, but their flesh was weak. And after Jesus noticed this fact on three occasions, he says to them, now it's time for me to go and set free the captives, break the yoke. We didn't say that there, but that's the whole thing. Set free the captives, break the yoke of wickedness so that we can all come into the kingdom. So that was his motivation, that he needs to die, that even his best boys can't stay awake. Their flesh is willing, but their spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So he had to die so that the fullness of the beauty of the kingdom could come to us, so that we could have the Holy Spirit strengthening us. And then with the Holy Spirit strengthening us, we were led from the inside as God could work his laws on our hearts and on our minds, and we could be the vessels God wants us to be as ambassadors in this world. So yeah, so those two things I just want to point out was very much influential in Jesus giving up everything so that he could win mankind and bring mankind back to the original plan to being the children of God, walking with their God, knowing their God, and experiencing their God. Amen.
Amen.